The council conducted a speed survey and 85% of cars were exceeding 80 kilometres in what is a 60 kilometre per hour zone, and one car was measured as doing 132 kilometres per hour through the village. We routinely see speeds well over 100 kilometres per hour in what is a 60 kilometre per hour zone. In 2021, the TIA produced a report and they recommended traffic calming measures at a cost of 95,000, but unfortunately the N56 through Letchimac Award was deemed as low priority. So we can't even get gateway signs, you know, the large entry signs into the village and from both sides. The village is about a mile long. I think the problem too is a lot of people are not aware of what the speed limit is. You know, they see the small 60s on entrance to the village, but like that soon, you know yourself when you're driving along, that soon it leaves people's heads and maybe halfway through the village they're unsure as to what the speed limit is. So the traffic calming measures are essential now at this stage. We're not willing to wait for a fatality for action to be taken on this, but we are deemed as low priority. So we've had minimum of 3 accidents on that road and weekly near misses. We're not willing to wait until, you know, a serious accident or fatality happens in the village for action to be taken. We would like action to be taken now. Everybody, including the TIA, identified that Letchimac Ward needs a safety scheme package. On that road we have 2 schools, a chapel, a hall, a shop, filling station, a housing estate, a bar, restaurant, JA club, health centre. There's not one place on that mile of village that you can say, I can safely cross the road there.